Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Fantasy Football Breakdown brought to you by Colts Corner. Week 8 coming right up. I'm your host, Ben Dixon, alongside Doug Satuka. How you doing, buddy?
Let's do it. I'm ready for another week.
And as we'll always do on the show, we'll run through all things fantasy, including potential claims on the waiver wire, players you should start and sit, and other news around the fantasy world. Let's get right to it. We're going to start with free agency ads based on ESPN PPR leagues. This was based on yesterday at noon. And we're going to start off Mitchell Trubisky, quarterback for the Bears, still available in 37.8% of leagues. He's really been a QB1 the last 3 weeks. And if he's still available in your leagues, I don't know. I really don't know. So pick him up.
He's been on our free agency ads for the last few weeks now. We're going to go to the Jets running back, Elijah McGuire. Solid player. He's available in 99.5% of leagues. Wow, that is a lot. Still on IR, but he's expected to come off, and especially with Bilal Powell, who's out for at least 8 weeks, he should be a nice guy to stash on your bench and could play behind Isaiah Crowell.
All right, we're going to move on to running backs on the Raiders. I'm going to go with Doug Martin. He's available in 66.4% of leagues. Marshawn Lynch, still on the IR, and he's supposed to take a main role alongside Doug.
My guy, Jalen Richard, another running back on the Raiders. Solid player, could catch a lot of balls out of the backfield. He's available in 65.6% of leagues, so look to either pick up Martin or Richard.
All right, moving on to the wide receivers. We're going to go with Tyrell Williams, wide receiver on the Chargers. He's available in 82.2% of leagues, which is pretty remarkable. He's at 27.9 and 23.8 his last 2 weeks. He's a bye this week, but I'd pick him up and keep him on your bench.
Yeah, definitely. He's on my team, and he was outstanding. Another wide receiver for me, Danny Amendola on the Dolphins. He's available in 67.6% of leagues. Former Pat is starting to pick it up recently with 13.9 and 20.4 in the last 2 weeks. And Albert Wilson on IR means more targets for the big man.
All right, we're going to move to our lone tight end and our last free agency ad of the week. We're going to go Chris Herndon, tight end for the Jets. If you need to stream a tight end on bye weeks, Herndon's definitely fantasy relevant. He's one of Darnold's favorite targets. He's available in 98% of leagues, and he's had 13.6 and 14.2 his last 2 weeks.
Now we're going to move on into the games. Just a quick bye update. The Falcons, Cowboys, Chargers, and Titans all have byes. A lot of good players on those four teams, so make sure to take them out of your lineup and restash with these guys. We'll start off with the Thursday night game, which is tonight. Dolphins come in at 4-3. They're going to the Texans 4-3. Ben, who's your start?
I'm starting Kenyon Drake in this game, running back for the Dolphins. He's starting to string together some good performances. He's had 20-plus in 2 of his last 3 weeks, so definitely start him. Doug, who are you sitting?
My sit, Albert Wilson, wide receiver on the Dolphins. He's been outstanding. He's emerged as a big playmaker for the Dolphins, averaging 14.8 points per game this season and scoring 36 points against the Bears in Week 6. But he is on IR with a hip injury after getting hurt last week. Tough to see a productive player like this go down. But with him on the shelf for a while, he is likely a drop candidate.
All right, Doug, we're going to move on to the first game on Sunday, that 9:30 a.m. game, 3-4 Eagles versus 3-4 Jaguars. Really two disappointing teams, but who are you starting in this one?
This is definitely a tough one for me, but I'm going to have to go with tight end Zach Ertz on the Philadelphia Eagles. Although the matchup against what once was the best defense in the league doesn't look great, Jacksonville defense has struggled recently, only averaging 1.3 points in their last 3 outings. And the last time that they went up against an elite tight end, they allowed Travis Kelce to score 15 points against them. So look for Ertz to continue to produce his normal 18.7 points per game.
That's pretty remarkable from Ertz there. My sit this week, in this game, we're going to go Keelan Cole, wide receiver for the Jaguars. Ever since his breakout game against New England, he has been irrelevant on your roster. Really shouldn't change against the tough Philly secondary.
Yeah, he has been awful. Now we're going to move to the first 1 o'clock game on the schedule. The Buccaneers 3-3 travel to Cincinnati to play the 4-3 Bengals. Ben, who is your start?
I'm starting Andy Dalton in this one, quarterback of the Bengals. He's been putting up QB1 numbers for the most part, but last week he had a tough game. Should bounce back at home against the weak Buccaneers defense.
Yeah, my sit in this one is Joe Mixon, running back on the Bengals. It might sound shocking, but Mixon has only averaged 11.8 points per game this season, and he's had a down year compared to his predictions. Tampa Bay also is 27th in rush yards allowed per game. So look to sit Mixon if you have other viable options. Obviously, if you don't, Mixon isn't the worst play ever.
All right, we're going to move on to the Jets and Bears. 3-4 Jets, the 500 Bears. Seems like a must-win for both. Doug, who are you starting?
My start, Tariq Cohen, running back for the Chicago Bears. Cohen has exploded on the scene of late, averaging 25.27 points per game in his last 3 and 16 points per game this season. He's been outstanding, although the Jets have the 19th in rush yards allowed. I believe Cohen will continue to impress, and he's a must start.
In this game, I'm going to sit Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen's backfield member in the Bears. Tariq Cohen has established his fantasy value in the Bears' backfield, and Howard's barely averaging 10 points per game, so I'm going to sit him this game.
Yeah, Howard's been disappointing. Now we're going to move on to the 3-3 and the battle of the 3-3. Seattle going to Detroit to play the Lions. Ben, who's your start?
I'm loving Chris Carson in this game, running back for the Seahawks. He's a guy who I just picked up in one of my leagues and started. He's been the lead back in that Seattle committee with Mike Davis and Rashad Penny. And Detroit has been a bottom 10 fantasy rush defense lately.
Yeah, my sit, Marvin Jones Jr., wide receiver on the Lions. He's been an utter disappointment this year, and his point production is way down. He's only averaging 10.7 points per game, and has only had two games where he has scored over 10 fantasy points. He is a definite sit this week, especially with Kenny Galladay's outstanding production and overtaking of the wide receiver two role.
All right, we're going to move on to an AFC West matchup. The Broncos traveling to take on the 6-1 Chiefs. They'll be starting.
My start, Tyreek Hill, wide receiver on the Kansas City Chiefs. The Cheetah has been electric so far this season, averaging 23 points per game, making him the number two position-ranked wide receiver in all of fantasy. He should continue a stellar play this week against the 11th worst defense in total yards allowed.
Yeah, hard to disagree with that one. We're going to move on to my sit in this game, Royce Freeman, running back for the Broncos. He's questionable with a high ankle injury, but could play. Although the Kansas City matchup usually serves as a good fantasy play so far this season, he's been too reliant on touchdowns, and Lindsay's been really emerging as the main guy in that backfield.
Yeah, Denver running backs are a tough play. It's a little confusing in that backfield. Now we're going to go to an NFC East tilt with the 4-2 Redskins traveling to the Meadowlands to play the 1-6 Giants. Ben, who's your start?
I'm going to give a shout out to the defenses here. We're going to start the Redskins D in this one. Redskins defense has been riding high lately. They put up 15 last week. And I'm really expecting Eli to throw a couple picks at home, if we're being honest.
Yeah, definitely expect Eli to struggle. He has all year. My sit, Jamison Crowder, wide receiver on Washington. Another tough season for this guy. He's only averaging 6 points per game. In his last six games, he's averaging only 3.2. He's also doubtful to play this week with an ankle injury, so he's a definite sit, and he has been awful. If he's still on your team, pick somebody else up.
All right, Doug, your Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Browns. They had that tie in week one, but who are you starting in this game?
My start is Big Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown, the quarterback wide receiver duo. The Wi-Fi connection in Pittsburgh is back and stronger than ever, as the Steelers' offense has been explosive ever since the team has made some adjustments after their Week 4 loss to the Ravens. In the last two games, AB has averaged 25.3 points, and Big Ben has thrown for a combined 619 yards, 4 TDs, and only one pick. Look for them to keep the point production up in a high-intensity divisional matchup at home this weekend.
All right, my sit in this game, we're going to go Duke Johnson Jr., Browns running back. He's a guy a lot of people picked up this week after the Browns traded Carlos Hyde. But Nick Chubb has really emerged as that main back. He had 80 yards and a touchdown last week, so Chubb's also a good play in that game.
Yeah, totally agree with you there. Now we're going to move on to the 4-3 Ravens and the 4-2 Panthers. Ben, who's your start?
John Brown, wide receiver for the Ravens. I really like this guy. He exploded again last week with 26.4. Carolina's got a pretty average pass defense, so I'm expecting him to have another big game this week.
Yeah, my sit this week, Javaris Buck Allen, running back on Baltimore. We've had him in a start and at pickup a lot, but after an unexpected impressive start, his production has diminished, and Alex Collins has become the guy once again in the Ravens' backfield. Allen only averaging 7.2 in his last four games after putting up an average of 15.7, 3 points in his first three. So look to sit Javaris Allen.
All right, we're going to move on to two disappointing teams here. The 2-5 Colts traveling to Oakland to take on the 1-5 John Gruden-led Raiders. Doug, who's starting in this one?
My start is running back for the Indianapolis Colts, Marlon Mack. I just added him this week after his outburst last week where he ran the ball 19 times for 126 yards and a touchdown, which gave him 31.9 points last week. He should continue to produce, especially now that he is back and healthy. Quick honorable mention, we spoke about him a little bit earlier, but Jalen Richard, running back on Oakland. Marshawn Lynch is on the IR and shouldn't be back for a while. Richard should share time in the backfield with veteran Doug Martin, but he should get most of the pass catches from that position. Ben, who's your sit?
I'm sticking with your Marlon Mack theme here. I'm going to sit Nyheim Hines, running back for the Colts, after Marlon Mack exploded last week. He should continue to be the main guy in this one. No reason to start Hines here.
We got an interesting game this week. The next one on our schedule, Packers coming in 3-2-1, traveling to L.A., beautiful L.A., to play the Rams, who are 7-0. Ben, who's your start?
We said this a lot with the Vikings earlier in the year, but I'm going to say with the Rams, start all Rams pass weapons. Cooper Kupp is actually doubtful for this game, so Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods are definitely good starts. Both of them are beasts, and that offense is so electric. Any game, all three of them, Kupp not playing, both of them can score a touchdown.
Yeah, my sit this week is going to be all Green Bay running back. It's a running back by committee in Green Bay where they have three guys, Montgomery, Jones, and Williams. Too confusing, but if you had to play one guy this week, I would definitely stick with Montgomery. He has the most potential in that offense.
All right, we're going to move to the last 4 o'clock game of the day. 49ers at Cardinals, two of the worst teams in the league, both 1-6. Doug, who are you starting in this one?
This could be surprising. They had him as a sit, actually, on NFL last night. But I'm going to go with Marquise Goodwin, wide receiver on San Fran. I'm taking a flyer on this guy this week, and I believe that he is ready to absolutely explode against an abysmal Cardinals defense. Their ninth, they've given up the ninth most total yards this season. He had 4 catches for 126 yards and 2 TDs in his week 6 matchup against Green Bay, but laid an egg where he only scored 4.4 last week. I'm expecting a big week from Marquise Goodwin.
Before I get to my sit, I just want to say what a horrible game this is between two horrible teams, but I'm going to sit Matt Breida, running back for the Niners. He really had a bad performance last week, negative 0.5, I think it was, and the emergence of Mostert in that backfield should lower his carries.
Yeah, Mostert, a guy that could be deserving of a pickup. We're going to move to a huge game, could be the game of the week. A huge game, the Saints 5-1, going to the 4-2-1 Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Ben, who's your start?
Yeah, rematch of that Minneapolis Miracle last year with Stephon Diggs, but in this game I'm starting with Latavius Murray, running back to the Vikings. And reports say that Dalvin Cook could be held out until after the bye week, which he'll be out a few more weeks. So definitely pick up Murray if you're still around your league, and he's exploded in his absence.
Yeah, my sit, it's pretty easy here. Both defenses should be a shootout, and could be the game of the week, as I said. But I would start all offensive weapons on both teams. It should be a great game,
yeah,
and should be exciting.
Definitely hard to disagree with you there, Doug. And we're going to move on to the last game of the week, Monday night. The 5-2 New England Patriots really getting it going. They're traveling to Buffalo to take on the Bills. They're 2-5. Doug, who are you starting in this one?
My start is James White, running back for the New England Patriots. White has been a pleasant surprise for fantasy owners to start the season. He's averaged 20.6 points per game as an emerge. As the solid running back two for many teams. He's averaged 24.7 in his last 4 games, and with Sony Michel banged up, White should keep his total points high this week. This is one thing from an analysis standpoint. The problem, if I'm a Pats fan, is one, it's a divisional game. Two, it's in Buffalo, so it should be pretty cold in Buffalo. And number three, it's a Monday night showdown at a divisional game, so it should be really exciting, and I'm fired up.
But in this game, I'm sitting the Bills D. For some reason, they're still owned in a quarter of leagues. It's really just mind-boggling, and they stink. So why is my question. Just why.
Yeah, why would they even be on your roster? But Monday night should be good. I'm looking for a little bit of a surprising final score there, but we'll see what happens. So,
yeah, we'll definitely see, and that'll do it for the games this week. As always, we'd like to thank our producer, Mike Arafa, always doing a great job, helping us out with this fantasy show, all the music in the background. And I'm Ben Dixon alongside Doug Satuca. Check out the podcast later. Keep on listening to the Fantasy Football Breakdown. We got everything for you, and we'll see you next week.
Enjoy this week of outstanding football.